USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, along with the people that have died. Washington State is reporting two more fatalities on Saturday, bringing the death toll to 19 nationwide. Health officials in Florida confirmed two deaths late Friday, with nearly 400 cases now reported in the United States. All that being said, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News, we do just need to calm down.
The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the CDC and the WHO has been remarkable.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are busy campaigning this weekend as hundreds of delegates are on the line in Tuesday's primary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The two candidates hoping for the Democratic nomination for president have made a pact. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells a crowd in Detroit, Michigan, he and Joe Biden have made a deal. Whoever loses the Democratic nomination will agree to back the winner. He says, though, he's in a better position to beat President Trump.
You cannot defeat Trump through the same old, tired politics of yesteryear.
The Michigan primary is coming up this Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Democratic-led Virginia legislature passed a new gun control bill requiring background checks for all firearm purchases. The state passed two measures on Saturday, one of them which mandates all people purchasing firearms undergo a criminal background check, and another that limits those without concealed carry permits to one gun purchase each month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
After winning at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Joey Logano followed that up with a 12th place finish at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. NASCAR continues their West Coast swing by heading to the Phoenix International Raceway this weekend. I had a chance to catch up with Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him how him and his teams prepare for these West Coast road trips.
Oh, man, it's a logistics nightmare, to be honest with you. It's hard to be able to, our main shop where we build the cars is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So being able to get cars out to the West Coast here 3 weeks in a row is very challenging for all these race teams. So a lot of work back at the shop preparing for cars, weeks in advance and sending trucks out early and swapping cars out here and there. It's tough going back and forth. It's definitely a challenge, but everyone's got to do it. So it definitely kind of, it kicks you off early in the season with a lot of work for the teams, but it ends up being something really great for the sport and coming out here and hitting these three races all at the same time. It's great for the race fan, and I think that's what it's all about. So it's fun to come out here and kick our season off strong and, try to carry that momentum through the season.
Logano qualified 14th at the Phoenix Raceway for Sunday's Fan Shield 500. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.